I really appreciate all your work in the House, and especially your position on alternative energy, and you know we should be the solar capital of the world. Instead, we're building a $4.5 billion new nuclear bomb factory at Los Alamos, and we already have 5,000 operable nuclear weapons in this country and 20,000 plutonium pits. So I would like to know, are you going to be voting to fund, to continue funding the new nuclear bomb factory at Los Alamos?
Well, you know, the one thing that we need to also talk about when we talk about Los Alamos is under this administration, the president's been very clear about managing the stockpile. And we need to make sure that we retain the expertise to be able to manage that stockpile, to make sure that we're able to combat the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
Even though they last 100 years, the ones we have.
Well, I mean, I would hope that we're all on the same page, that we want to make sure that we're able to reduce and meet the goals of what the president has outlined, that we also want to make sure that we're looking at other nations, that they're not using nuclear materials in that capacity to cause harm. We, you know, on the energy issue, we need to make sure that we're able to have the means necessary to also address the spent fuel, the waste, the nuclear waste that results from some of the nuclear generation as well. And we have to have a way to maintain that expertise and to have that expertise. Now, as we look at different investments, especially in Los Alamos or Lawrence Livermore or Sandia.
Expertise to produce nuclear bombs?
No. Expertise to make sure that we're able to support the president's mission with the reduction of our stockpile, of advancing nonproliferation, of making sure that we're looking to find real scientific ways through recycling, as an example, like other nations have done, to eliminate waste as opposed to sticking it in the ground like with yucca. The president's come forward in a very strong and aggressive way to shut down yucca. Now we need to make sure that we're able to be smart. We can break down the spent fuel rods as opposed to sticking them in the ground. Now, we need to have a way to maintain that expertise. And my goal at Los Alamos is we've been looking at some of the non-defense programs, specifically around commercialization, tech transfer, how we can make sure that the science and scientists that are entrepreneurs are able to access the world, coming up with the ingenuity, making our airports safer, increasing travel capacity through a magnetic resonance program, how we can make sure that we're also looking at ways, and I just had hearings this week where I spoke up very strongly with my concerns of yucca and opposition. But we need to make sure that where there is generation taking place today, that we have to tackle the spent fuel problem. And so there has to be a way to do that. I know that there's disagreements and accords with how best to achieve that, but we need to certainly have the capacity here in the United States to make sure that we're able to move forward aggressively in a global world with nonproliferation. And some of our scientists here in Los Alamos play that vital role. And we need to make sure that we're able to support the president in that endeavor.
How is building a $4.5 billion nuclear bomb factory considered nonproliferation?
Well, again, as you look to see what needs to be done to manage the stockpile, I know that there's been a lot of conversation around this as well. But we have to manage the stockpile. And we have physicists, scientists, nuclear engineers that play that role, that partner up with other NNSA facilities like Sandia and Lawrence Livermore. And we have them in Los Alamos. And so to see what we can truly do from a scientific perspective to be able to manage that stockpile and meet the president's goals, I think that we need to do. And I think that making investments and supporting efforts where we can make sure we're moving nonproliferation forward in a very aggressive way. Under President Obama, we're seeing activity move place in ways that we've never seen before. And that's what we need to try to do. And I'm going to be supportive of moving a nonproliferation agenda forward, making sure we're able to recycle, making sure we're able to break down the spent fuel rods, the nuclear waste, in a way that it's been ignored in the past and just stuck in the ground. We have to do that, and that's something that I'm committed to.